last 48 hours?
Just more practice. You know, it's good to see everybody working, putting our game plan together, getting ready for this defense that we're going to have to go against. And, you know, we know it's a challenge, but I think everybody's up for it and got a lot of respect for those guys over there, but we got to go out and play well.
Can you kind of gauge how comfortable you feel back out there after whatever it's been 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've been back out, but the guys around me are going to make it a very smooth transition. And we're all out there fighting for each other, so they know that not one guy can do this by himself and make a world of difference. It's going to take everybody, and that's why we're an offensive unit, not just individual guys. So, you know, we're all looking to pull our weight, do our jobs, and make sure we can go out and put on a good show.
So you're always under the microscope with coaches watching you, regardless of what time of the season it is. But does this feel different for you just because of your circumstances? Do you want to, I mean, every play, every rep you get out there is that much more important?
No, I mean, every rep and every play is important. So you just got to win each play. You know, not let something from one play carry over to the next. So good or bad, move on to the next play, get it going, and you know, watch the film, break it down, and see what you can fix. But there's no need to press or, you know, to try to make it all happen on one play. Every play has a correct answer, and you just got to make sure you find it.
What about the game that Montez Perfect is coming off of, and what are you seeing in the film, and do you have to really watch out for him?
Yeah, Mavonte is a great player, and he's not the only one on that defense that's playing well or are great players. So, like I said, I got a lot of respect for those guys over there and what they do and what they've been doing. You know, like, it's going to be a challenge. But we have to go out, and we got to match their intensity and, you know, try to, you know, get us a win.
I'm assuming that you haven't had any contact in practice. If that is the case, I mean, are you ready for it? Come Sunday, seeing as you're looking at a couple of months here without actually really getting popped.
Yeah, you know, had a couple slides here and there, but you know, no 350 pounders have landed on me yet. So, you know, it's just something that you got to be ready for. Football is a very physical game, and they're not going to shy away from trying to hit me. I just got to make sure I protect myself. I know my line's going to protect me, and that's the goal, is to not get the quarterback hit. So, you know, we're going to do things to try to be conducive to that. And I just can't worry about those things. It's football. You're going to get hit. You know, that's why you put on your armor and go out to battle.
Will you ever be hesitant to not run RG1?
No.
Is it?
What impact is it having on you this week that you don't know yet whether or not you're starting on Sunday?
You know, none whatsoever. You go out and you prepare. You know, and you do the work. You do the film study. And whatever coach decides is his decision. Like I said on Monday, he wears the HC on his hat for a reason. And we all trust and respect his decision and his opinion. So we're going to go with whatever coach goes with.
So some of the forecast models have snow in the forecast. Has an opportunity to be a snowball type game.
Right.
You don't know that yet until you're in it. But
right.
Is that when's the last time you played in something like that? And is that something maybe you're a little possibly looking forward to getting out there and playing in the white stuff?
Well, it's been a few years since I played in the snow. Football, that is. You know, everyone builds snowman when it snows sometimes. But it'll be fun. Whatever the environment is, rain, sleet, hail, snow, we'll be ready to go. And that's kind of what coaches preach to us all year. You know, if you want to go play in the parking lot, we'll go play in the parking lot. So I know I'm excited about it. I don't know about the rest of the guys and how they feel about it, but whatever it is, we got to go out and execute and do it at a high level.
You talk about.
I got time for a couple more.
Staying in the meetings, rehabbing, you know, preparing to come back for 11 weeks. Would it be a letdown if you didn't get the nod?
Oh no, it wouldn't be a letdown. You know, you continue to work, and if they decide, hey, you know, this week isn't the week, then you know, I'm prepared for that as well. But every week, even when I was sitting out, you still have to prepare as if you're the starter and be in the game plan and know where to go with the ball and what's going on. Because an offense can evolve so much in a year's time. So, you know, I didn't want to get behind on that if I was going to have an opportunity to play. So I'm thankful for the coaches and the players helping me from that aspect. And whatever coach decides, you know, that's what we're going to roll with.
How different does the offense look as you're in there now as compared to when you were there on opening day?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, an offense can evolve so much over the course of a year. So, you know, I can't get into specifics because that would give our game plan away. But, you know, it just little things here and there have changed, and you have to be on top of that so that when you step back in there, it's like a well-oiled machine. So you know, my job is to try to help, you know, that machine move forward and score points and go down the field, and that's what we're trying to do.
Does Hugh, without giving stuff away, generically speaking, does Hugh have, when he's putting stuff together, does he put stuff together specifically designed for you to where you're comfortable in it versus maybe what he'd have for Cody or for Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I think any great coach is going to, you know, tailor the offense to the skill set of the guys that are playing. So, you know, and Hugh's, you know, one of the best in the biz when it comes to that creativity and putting guys in position to be successful. So his track record speaks for itself, and we got to make sure we go out and prove it on Sundays because that coach, you know, Coach Hugh deserves to win.
How much you've seen the emotional toll this has taken on you. How much do you guys want to win for him, especially because he's playing against his former team?
No, I mean, it's paramount. I don't think, you know, it is his former team, but, and I just think when you see Coach break down like that as a player in this locker room, it makes you, we already wanted to play hard for him, but it makes you want to play harder for him and win for him because he doesn't deserve to be 0-12. And it's like I said, these guys in this locker room don't deserve to be 0-12. And, you know, talking about it's not going to do anything about it, but, you know, I think seeing that emotion from Coach, you know, lights a fire in everybody. So, you know, we got to go out and prove it on Sunday.